We dedicate this service to you, asking for your guidance and blessing in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And for our scripture today, I'll be reading from Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm going to bring up Sister Leah for our sermonic selection. Praise God.
Good morning. Good morning. So as we're here celebrating and giving God all the glory and honor, we're going to do this together. We're going to bless the name of our Lord together. Amen. Amen. All right. So I invite you to join with me so we can praise our God who's been so good to us. Amen. All right. Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Come on, sing it. Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There we go. Oh, hallelujah. I hear you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, come on and clap your hands with me.
Oh, clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap your hands with me. Come on and clap.
Clap your hands with me.
Yeah.
Clap your hands with me.
Come on and clap your hands. Come on and clap your hands. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, we're going to give him all the praise, all the glory and honor to our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, this requires you to get up on your
come on and dance before the Lord.
You gotta get on your feet to dance before the Lord.
For the
come on and dance before the Lord. Come on and dance before the Lord. Come on and dance.
Dance before the Lord.
Even if you're just doing a little rock.
Dance before the.
Come on and dance before the Lord. Come on and dance before the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Give him the praise. Hallelujah, 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 you've been so good, we love you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Next, we are going to have our Celeste Williams Scholarship presentation. Can we give a hand clap for this? I'm going to bring up Deaconess Kamila Lyons and Deaconess Helena White. Good morning.
You guys excited to be here today?
We are. So we are, this is going to be our last portion of the service. Thank you, Pastor. We first want to do some acknowledgments before we go into our Celeste. We have a little nice presentation I think you guys will enjoy for today. And then we'll go right into our Celeste presentation after that. And then we're going to have a great word. But I first want to, So I do first want to just thank everybody first for coming out this morning and celebrating all of our youth. It is a pleasure to be here and to stand here and just be a part of this great service. So I'm going to turn it over to my partner here, Sister Helena, because we have a little special presentation for our kids.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm just delighted to be here and thankful to be one of the Sunday school teachers of our junior class. And we have two students who are moving on. So we have outstanding student awards for them. First presented to Gabriel Kiorten. And the award says for completing the junior YLE class. And so it's signed Helena and Kim Lyons. So and our next outstanding student, this is presented to our Isabella Davis. And again, the award says for completing the junior YLE class, and it's signed Helena White and Kim Lyons. And again, she is such a wonderful student in our class, always willing to answer our questions. She draws some beautiful artwork. So we, during our classes, sometimes we have projects that we do, and hers always stands out. The rest of them do as well, but hers stands out. And so I just, again, thank God for her, for what they've learned and how they're able to have the capabilities to move on. So we just thank God. So let's give her a clap.
Next, we're going to the teen class with Deacon Todd McCoy. So we're excited for them, and he's going to be welcoming you guys. We have one more class to complete with us next week. And then, I can't believe it. I'm getting a little emotional. Right. I'm like, they've grown up so much. So since we want to keep going with the graduation, we wanted to acknowledge one of our seniors that graduated. He joined the church, it's been about like 6 months. He's been very faithful in coming. And also during this, he was baptized this year. Yes. And it's just been a pleasure. I know I could say this even in also on behalf of our pastor, Pastor Jonathan Ford. We're just so proud of this young man. He came in working. He hasn't stopped working, and he's just been amazing, amazing to the ministry. And we want to honor our brother Jasir this morning. Jasir has graduated from the Excel Academy South. And we are so proud of him.
You are welcome.
And he's a big boy. So he's a man. So we just want you to be brave enough to live your life. And we are just so proud of you. And we have a little gift for you inside.
Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, you are so welcome, sir. OK. Okay, so now we're going to turn the service, and this part of the service, to our sister. Rochelle is your helper, and she was told to sit next to you, but she sat in the back. So I'm going to ask her to come up to the front, okay? And Sister Rochelle is here, and we're going to turn the service over to our sister Pauline Lowry, also known as Peaches. All right, Peaches. Ah! All right, I'm in trouble. All right, Peaches, and then and our sister Rochelle. Amen. Is it good to see Sister Rochelle? Woo!
Pleasure to be here. Young people have always been a passion in my heart. These first two presentations, I am a person, I baptized myself young, went alone, without any parents, any friends. And last year, I came to a baptism service. Young people at Taylor get baptized. I'm so impressed because I know how much it means to be baptized. And when we do it young, there's no greater gift from God than to carry you through your entire life. I am a person, I can stand here and say, I've been blessed my entire life. I have never looked for a job in my entire life. People say, a job won't come to you. Every job I've ever had, somebody came to me. So I know what it is to walk in faith from a very young age. I had COVID recently. I decided to celebrate it. It's just something small. And so I want to give two people first their celebration, one from last year, because he wasn't there for the celebration, and that's just Kawan. The second person, can you hear me? You can't hear me without this? Okay, the second person, I'm just here for myself. What I hate at home, but I can't hear. I was told about this person a couple of weeks ago, and I want to celebrate him as well. So the young man, Jasir, that was just up here. And I was told that he got baptized, and I also celebrate the young people that graduate. So, hello, my pleasure. Okay, I am the person, Todd and I, who fight every year about the essay question. We're going to fight again next year because I was told that the young people weren't happy with the question. So this year coming, Todd and I will work on a better question. Okay, now. All of the essays were good. And so we didn't have a particular person that won this year. So I want to celebrate everyone that participated with a small gesture. So, Gabriel? Joshua? Logan. Isabel. And last but not least, Kennedy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Can we have a hand clap for everybody that participated in Celeste Williams Scholarship? Next, I'm going to bring up Deacon Ty McCoy. Well, Sister Helena, come on.
All right, so as Teacher said, we thought all the essays were fantastic, but we're going to have this year two of our younger, one from the younger class and then the middle class. So we're going to have Kennedy McCoy come up and read her essay.
If God approached you and asked what you would say or do to help build my kingdom, I would say that everyone should be enjoying themselves when we build your kingdom so that they would want to stay. We should try to have peace in your kingdom and that all should be kind to one another. The kingdom would have a meeting every Monday and take ideas so we can add on to your kingdom, to the kingdom. One of my ideas is we could make an amusement park and call it God's Place. And there can be a ride called David and Goliath where we would have two colorful statues. One on one end would be David and one on the other end would be Goliath. David would be holding a slingshot and in the middle of the ride would be the rock. That is the part where you would enter and sit down. Then it would swing back and forth to show how David with his slingshot and the rock beat Goliath after he made fun of him. Next, I would have a roller coaster called Jesus. Jesus would have loops and turns to show how Jesus must have been feeling and how he saved us from our sins, even though he was risking his own life for us. That is what the ride Jesus would show and tell us about. Another ride would be walking on water, and that would be a water coaster where it would have a big splash at the end, and then they would talk about Jesus walking on water. These are some of the ideas I came up with for the amusement park. The last idea I came up with was a parade for God and Jesus because they do so much for us every day, and the date would be December 25th, Jesus' birthday. Then we would go to church on Sundays and praise God. In conclusion, we would have a beautiful kingdom that God would protect like he does for us today, because he will always love us.
That was outstanding. Thank you, Kennedy. And our next and last reader will be our Gabriel Curitan.
If God approached me and asked me how to build his kingdom, I would respond by telling him I would have Christian halftime shows at high school or college sport teams. I would have an outreach team that anyone could reach out after the halftime show. The goal of this is to connect the youth to God through a different way. The halftime show would include songs and a quick testimony. The songs would either be performed by a group or speakers depending on availability. The testimony would be from a volunteer from school, church, or a friend. After that, it would have someone speak by telling people how to reach out or find a church. The songs that would be played on the speakers would come from a Christian music playlist. The group that would be performing songs would choose which songs they want to sing. Depending on which sport the halftime shows, they could be between 10 to 20 minutes, which would leave room for everything. Next, we would have a website with a Christian playlist of Christian songs, Bible verses on the website, churches nearby, the person accessing the website, and a box to reach out to someone for prayer or help. The songs in the playlist would include Christian rap, gospel, and modern Christian music. Our mission statement, which would be said at each show and said on our website would be Psalms 105:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds among the people. Eventually, as this plan would get bigger, it would become an organization. This means that there would be multiple groups apart doing it in different states, games, and countries. This would bring many people to Christ to build God's kingdom. We would even do different events instead of just halftime shows. It could be a fun outside event with sports and food while still pushing the message of God. Including Christianity into halftime shows would spread the word of God. This would help build his kingdom by reaching out to the youth and introducing them to Jesus. I believe this would bring a great community, have significant impact, and it would be fun. In conclusion, if God approached me and asked me how to build his kingdom, I would have done this.
All right. So you see why it was such a hard choice this year to come up, and the others were great as well. But we just thank God for our young people. And at this time, I want to turn it over to our Deacon Todd and Sister Christina to present our Celeste Scholarship Awards.
Before we turn it over to Deacon Todd, I wanted to acknowledge some folks that helped with this back to school Sunday real quick. I wanted to acknowledge our brother Aaron Abrams, our Deacon Aaron Abrams, who donated all the book bags for all the children. And so we have book bags, food supplies for everyone that's here today. And also, I wanted to acknowledge our sister Lillian, who was able to get us in touch with the Sandra Freeman Caring Foundation, who donated all of the school supplies this year. Pastor, we spent no money. So this is the first year in all these years that we didn't have to buy any school supplies for our kids. We serve an awesome God. We do. And I just wanted to let you guys know that. I wanted to say thank you to Giant, which is, you know, what our Deacon Abrams. And then I wanted to acknowledge the Sandra Freeman Caring Foundation. And that's Danielle Freeman. Her mother passed away some time ago. And I think it was about 2 years ago. And this is something that she was doing, she wanted to do and give back to the youth and the community. And what a blessing. You know, what a blessing. So I just wanted to make that announcement. All right. It's all yours, Deacon.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to talk about the actual giving out of the scholarships, but a couple things we must always cover, which is the Celeste Williams Scholarship Fund. Celeste Williams was here running the Bible study. Everybody remember how long? For how long? Louder? 50 years for anybody watching online. 50 years. And as we sit here and we honor what our children have done today, got to what? Train up a child. Now, that's important because none of us are holy. And some of us has acted a fool when we were growing up. But the seed was planted in us. Wherever, whatever church you went to, that seed was planted into you. What? Will not depart. Come back. Amen? Amen. And we want to honor our young folks that are participating here. Now, there are three categories for the scholarships that I'm going to go through. The first category, because remember we talked about excellence and grades, but this individual has improved in grades, but been excellent in service. I'll tell you how there's excellence in service. And our deacons, Minister Kiris and Minister Norm know, but also there was a time when for every month we had to clean. Now, for some of your mothers know, I had the boys come out with me. Norm had something different. John had something different. But to come here and clean shows service. And our sister Isabella, not only is she improving in school, she's here with Lillian cleaning. I know Lillian may have to push and pull sometimes, but I've also seen her here going, all right, I'm going to go do this. And I've seen her walk and go do something. That's service. That's excellence. And I want you guys to understand that because sometimes people don't apply because they say, my grades might not be there. But if you are serving the house of the Lord with excellence, we are going to acknowledge that. Amen? That's why you've seen some other people that have received things today. We will acknowledge your service. Because what was the question about? Building God's kingdom. So can we honor Sister Isabella? Amen. 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 Top quality in terms of her grades, most improved, and she serves. Amen? Amen. Amen. Next, we're going to talk about our candidates who are in that 85% tier, and then we'll talk about the top tier, the 95% tier. For the 85% tier, we have two individuals. Now, that just means their grades are not quite at the A-plus stage. But for these individuals, their grades are well above the middle B stage. Amen? So they are succeeding in school. They're succeeding in terms of attendance. And they're succeeding here as well. Amen? Amen. So the first one I will acknowledge. I give her a hand clap. I loved her amusement park thing. Because I don't know if y'all understood, but what happened was she remembered we were at the Hershey's Park. And she's like, Daddy, it'd be like David and Goliath. Remember that pirate ship that goes back and forth? That's what she's talking about. That's the slingshot. David's over here, Goliath's over here, and the rock's going back and forth as he takes the ride. But it's my daughter, Kennedy. Come on up, Kennedy. And also another one from a younger group. I didn't get to read his essay, but it was about the man in the mirror. And he is succeeding in school. Amen? Of course, if you know his parents, he better. You know, especially if you know his mother, I'm sure she's like, Jacob, bring your work here. Let me look it over. Amen? Amen. But he's working, right? Because it's when you get pressed by your parents and you do it that matters. Amen? So our brother Jacob, great grades, great attendance, great participation. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to get to our 95%. And our first one is our brother Gabe, who is succeeding. His grades are excellent because while Sister Peaches and I can kind of debate over the essay and everything, I'm the one that looks at the grades and does the math. He continues to excel at school, continually works hard. And he's also got a mother that's making sure he's working hard. And his daddy, too. Amen. So we have two more that are also that 95% level. And these two are special for me. And they're special for me because they're in my class. Amen. We got them all here? Okay. Amen. Amen. So first, we're going to bring up our brother Josh. Excellent grades. Excellent as far as achieving. Excellent. 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 Over there on the AV, trying to get himself into the good school. Amen. Looking at the SATs and ACTs and everything that's involved. But he serves. Amen. And his grades are there. Amen. Amen. Next one I'm going to deal with is our sister, Lisa. Amen. Once again with the grades. Once again with the grades. Once again with the grades. Once again with the grades and the service. Amen. Amen. Now, I will tell you, there was something different this year because I didn't have the folders with me. And I neglected one as I was going through there because I was going by memory from the other day. But when we look at it now, hopefully one day on Sundays, we're going to be watching him on TV, right? And that would be our brother Jackson. Amen? Hopefully there will be a day. Amen. 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 The mother who's watching over. Amen? Amen. Maybe one day we'll see him on TV. I don't know. We'll see. But what is important with all of them, school. Amen? Education is important. Education in the Word of God is important. Because when everything else falls apart, and it will, If you're educated in the word, it makes a difference. So let us all continue to encourage our young folks and support them and encourage them and minister unto them. And when they need help, pray with them. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can we have another hand clap for everybody? Next, as we move into the word, before the word comes, I'm going to ask Sister Leah to come up for another sermonic selection.
Hallelujah. 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 So these selections are just not for me. They're for all of us together. So the name of this song is Freedom. And especially as you are going back to school and going into your new school year, remembering the freedom that you have in Christ to not be bound by anything that your peers might try to pressure you with. But always remember who you are in the Lord Jesus. Amen. So just in case you don't know the song, I want to make sure that we can at least sing the chorus together, okay? So I'm just going to, you're going to listen real quick. So it goes, freedom, 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 freedom. Come on, sing it with me. Okay, I hear you. Oh, y'all sound good. Freedom. Yeah. Freedom. Okay, I want to teach you one more part. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. I'll do it again. Oh, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Come on, can I hear you sing that? No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free, free. Yeah, oh yeah, y'all got it. No more shackles, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you got it. So we're going to start at the top. I want to clap a little louder than before. Let me hear you clap. Oh, I hear you. I want to sing a little louder than before. Oh, I want to jump higher than before. Y'all hear those interactive words? I want to shout louder than before. Come on, let's sing. Freedom. 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 Let's speed up a little bit. Come on, I want to clap. I want to clap a little louder than before. Come on, yes. I want to sing a little louder than before. Come on. I want to worship deeper than before. I want to shout louder than before. Freedom! Freedom! Hallelujah! Freedom! Freedom! No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Come on and sing it. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. I hear you. Come on. No more shackles. No more. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Oh, no more. No more. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free.
Can you guys hear me? Okay. So I would like to introduce the speaker of the hour. He is the eldest son of Pastor Jonathan and First Lady Jemai Ford, graduate of the Wharton School of Business, currently lives in the Bronx, New York. Favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 3:5. And I would like everyone to please stand. And welcome my big cousin, Mr. Jordan Ford.
That is one of my favorite gospel songs to hear. So apt that we sing that on this Sunday morning. First of all, I want to thank Jessica for that introduction. That was very good. It was almost like I wrote it myself. Amen. Fortunately or unfortunately, I am no stranger to the tabernacle. If this was ever in doubt, this is my home church. It was my great-grandmother's church. It was my grandmother's church. It's my father's church, and it is mine as well. And please, you guys don't need to keep standing. My goodness. First off, I want to give honor to God for giving me the opportunity to stand in front of all of you today. Now more than ever, it is prudent that we be aware and thankful that each day is not promised. So while we are all gathered together, let's give him glory for that. Second, I want to thank my auntie, Deaconess Kamala Lyons. Aunt Kim, where are you at? Give her love in the back. For anybody that knows the deaconess, we know that she doesn't ask you to do things. She voluntells you to do things, and we're thankful for that. So, but in all seriousness, I'm so glad that she thought of me to speak to you all today on this Sunday morning. It's such a wonder to see what the church has done, not only with its elders, but with its kids as well. The foundation of the church are the seniors, but the future of the church lies with the children. And we're so thankful that we have a good crop of children. Amen. Last but certainly not least, I want to give honor to God for our pastor, Pastor Jonathan Ford. He's trying to be inconspicuous, but it's very hard to miss the tambourine. Now, my goal for today is to be in front of you all for less than 20 minutes. I'm very aware that I'm supposed to be speaking to the kids today. And if my brothers are any indication, 20 minutes is about all they're going to give me. Amen. So this is my first time doing this. So this will go a lot better for all of us if you guys help me preach. Amen. So if I talk and it sounds good, let me get an amen. All right. If I ask you guys to repeat after me, please repeat after me. Amen. So we're going to keep it simple. We're going to be working out of the book of Genesis. Now, if you could, who's the usher for today's sermon? Sister Lillian, if any of you all don't know where the book of Genesis is, please see Sister Lillian and ask her to escort you out the building. Amen. The title of my sermon for today is Preparing Your Field for Rain. For those who know their Bible, the title gives it away, but we're going to be working out of Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, examining the story of Cain and Abel. And as you guys find it, I'm going to ask you guys to stand to your feet as we read the word. Please say amen when you have it. And the word says, Adam made love to his wife Eve. And she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later, she gave birth to his brother, Abel. Now, Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Verse 6, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I do not know, he replied. Am I thy brother's keeper? The Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you, and you will be a restless wanderer on the earth. Verse 13, and Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is more than I can bear. Amen. Amen. If we could all bow our heads in a quick moment of prayer. Father of God, we're so thankful for the opportunity you have given us this Sunday morning. We're so thankful for the kids on this Celeste Williams Sunday. We're so thankful for what you're doing in their lives, because your honor continues to Lord, we thank you for how you continue to be the guiding sun on every day, allowing your light to touch us in any ways that we could imagine. Lord, we thank you for being a fruitful ground, a good soil, allowing us to come to your word and continue to reap good fruit. Lord, as I speak your word this Sunday morning, please allow my lips to form a message that would communicate your word clearly and thoughtfully. Lord, we pray that as we move forth from this church, not only do we give honor while we're in front of you today, but as we go through the week, we continue to let your glory shine through us. Lord, this is my prayer, and I ask it of you in Jesus' name. May the church say amen, amen, and amen again. Good, good. Now, I thought this story was especially important to speak to on this Sunday because, with many things, but especially as it relates to school. Rewards come to those who have prepared. How many times have we received an unfavorable result and thought to ourselves, if only I would have spent a few more hours with my notes. If only I would have set a reminder last week. If only I had followed up with my tutor. If only I had used the guide that had been prepared for me. If only I had practiced before I presented. The thing about telling yourself, if only, is that it is a thought that only occurs when we know that we could have done more. The man or woman who has prepared diligently does not think to themselves, what else could I have done? Or what else should I have done? Because they have already given everything that there was to give. Since we are less than 3 months away from a presidential election, allow me to use a quote from a former president. Abraham Lincoln said this, "Give me 6 hours to cut down a tree, and I will spend 4 hours sharpening the axe." That is to say, anything done well is done with intention. But let's forget about Abe Lincoln. He's dead and gone. But let's look to God, who is always living. I'm going to look in verse 3, which I previously read. I'm reading out of the NIV. And verse 3 said, "In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. And the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor." Now, what is that telling us? That is God telling us plainly, when you have done all that you can do, you will be rewarded in kind. The text said that God looked with favor upon Abel's offering. And if we know anything about God's favor, it is worth more than any material thing in the world. Now, me personally, inflation is at an all-time high. My rent is expensive. My groceries are expensive. And the light bill is expensive. But look at how God takes care of you. Matthew 6, 32 and 33 says, "These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all of your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need." Kirk Franklin said, "I would rather have Jesus than silver and gold." But God says, not only can you have me, but you can have all of it. Amen. Amen. On the other side of God's favor is having God's displeasure. And in the text, Cain serves as an example of that. Instead of giving what Abel gave, which was his very best, Cain decided to give only what was necessary. In the context of school, since it's back to school Sunday, an A-plus effort will give you an A-plus result. But a C-plus effort can only give you a C-plus result. Now, for those of us who know the story of Cain and Abel in its entirety, we know that Cain was a jealous man. He was so jealous that instead of conceding that he received the fruits of his own labor, he decided to look at the other field. He looked to his brother and he said, "I deserve that." Knowing that he did not prepare diligently like Abel did. Abel gave God his best, and Cain gave God what he thought was needed. Two very different things. So when God looked with favor upon Abel and looked with displeasure upon Cain, Cain in his anger, feeling that he was owed something, killed his own brother.
And as such, God scorned Cain from the kingdom and made it so that his crops would never yield any fruit. Now, it is easy to not be like Cain. I would hope that none of us today are killing your own brother. Even if you think about it, which I'm guilty of, you should not do it. Amen. 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 It is also easy to say that you will always put your best foot forward. However, allow us to be realistic. What if you put your best foot forward and instead of receiving Abel's blessing, you get Cain's? What if your A-plus effort only gets a C-plus reward? What if it just ain't given? To leverage the word, today's work might not be tomorrow's reward. Two people can look at the same result and have a very different perspective. A failure can only be a failure if you let it be. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. The works of God is not for us to understand. The work you have done, the work you did do, the work you will do may not be for an immediate blessing, but it's preparing you for the blessing that only God can give you. If God's blessing was so easy to understand, there would be no need for a God in the first place. But aren't you glad that God makes a way for us? God says, if you trust in me, I will deliver something that only I can give. Pastures full of green and food that will never cease, all within my kingdom. But you have to prepare diligently. You have to continue to put the work in. You have to do what others aren't. You cannot continue to give Cain's blessing. That is not to say that it won't be a cycle. It's hard to always give your best. But can you really look at yourself and say, I did all that I thought that I can do? When I was a kid, I watched a movie called Facing the Giants. And this movie is a Christian movie. It's by Hillsong. But the movie is about a high school football coach. And this coach was at risk of losing his job. He didn't know what was going wrong. The team was losing. The school board approached him and said, we're going to fire you. And on top of his professional life, he was also struggling in his personal life. He and his wife had been trying for kids for 10, 15 years, but nothing was going. The seed wouldn't take hold. They went to the doctor's office. They said it wasn't possible. And the coach continued to look for answers just by doing what he was already doing. He thought, okay, if I spend more time with the players, right? If I study these plays a little bit more, if I spend more time with my wife. But even though he did all of this, none of the things in his life changed. Then about halfway through the movie, there was a priest that visited the school. And the priest was just praying over every student's locker. And he saw the coach in the hallway and he felt compelled to stop. And when he got to the coach, he said, Coach, the Lord wants to bless you. And he will bless you. But the yield of his blessings will only be worth the faith that you've given him. He said, Coach, the rain will come, but have you prepared your field for the rain? Now, as the movie goes after that, it's a movie, so it's got to end well, Coach started praying to God. He read his Bible 5 a.m. every morning, prayed in the morning, prayed at night. And before you knew it, his life started to turn around. His wife had their first child. His team went to the national championship. And at the end of the movie, not only does he get a raise, but they show you that the wife is pregnant again. Which, after being told that you're infertile, is a thing that only God can do. So, church, that is my message on this Sunday morning. God is an equal opportunity employer. There's no affirmative action when it comes to his grace. He will give you exactly what you have given him. So when the next test comes, instead of worrying about the result, instead of being jealous of others' results, ask yourself, have you prepared your field for the rain? There's a famous speaker called Eric Thomas. I think he goes by E.T. But one of my favorite quotes from him is that everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Amen? I think we can be grateful that in this church, we're full of beasts. I want to give honor to Gabriel, who has done outstanding in his own schoolwork. He continues to be an example, not only educationally, but athletically, of dedication. Because it's hard being the third act. Right? I'm looking at both of y'all there. I want to give honor to Joshua for how he's continued to be a beast. If you guys don't know, Joshua has his own photography business where he shoots videos and he gets paid to do it. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I certainly didn't have my own business in high school. I don't have my own business now. And the stuff I was doing was not making me any money. So we're glad that Joshua has been allowed to be a beast. I'm so thankful for Jacob and what he's done, getting his grades up. As he would like to say, he's the next coming of Stephen Curry. And we thank God that he thinks that. Amen. Amen. I want to give honor to Jackson, even in his absence. I'm so thankful to see him become a beast, for him to take the next step between what is given and what is required. Amen. It's so easy to want things, but what's harder is to do the work that will get us those things. Amen. And we're thankful for that. I want to give honor to Logan. I want to give honor to Logan because Logan has decided to pursue one of the most difficult career paths you can follow. And not only does she stay diligent in her coursework, but she continues to edify herself even when school is not in session. And that's a level of dedication that you can't teach. It is either in you or it isn't. And we're thankful that God has given that to her. Amen. I want to give honor to Isabella. Deacon Todd already touched on it. But Isabella does what many of you don't do, even in your own houses. She comes to the church to clean God's house. And that is a blessing. And we thank God for her. Amen. Amen. I want to give honor to Kennedy. Kennedy is a blessing, not just because she boosted her grades, but I know when she read her essay, I was touched. Amen. That is a shining example of how God can work for you. The blessings of Jesus doesn't have an age limit. As a matter of fact, he accepted the young ones before the old. And we're thankful that he allowed himself to shine through her. And we're thankful for that. I'm not going to leave out my older kids. I don't know him personally, but my man Jasir, who they shouted out earlier, shout out to you, man. Right? I don't know what you've done. I don't know how you did it,
but you're here now, and that is all that matters. I want to give a shout out to our college students. I want to give a shout out to Jessica Lyons. Not only did she introduce me, which is like, that's everything, right? You know? But Jess continues to work hard at the University of Sciences. In her off time, she's trying to get these bills paid. So she worked the night shift. Working at Amazon. Yeah, that's nasty work. But she did it. I'm getting off work and she's going into work. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. And we're thankful for that. I want to give honor to John Cureton on the keys. Let's give it up for John. Amen. For those of you who don't know, John just got back from Japan. So if you know any Japanese, I implore you to say, Konnichiwa, John-san. Amen. Amen. Like I said, when it comes to preparing your field for the rain, you have to be willing to do what others aren't doing. You all have been blessed to be led by a pastor who is a beast. And I'm not bloviating when I say these things. I'm not speaking out of character. I'm not speaking out of turn. I'm saying that because I've seen it. Your pastor wakes up at 5 a.m. every morning to pray. He doesn't need to be prompted. I don't need to hear the keys playing to hear him get up. I don't need to ask him if he's reading his word. I know he is. I know he's preparing because he comes diligently every Sunday. He continues to deliver messages not only to edify himself, which is his first journey, but then he edifies you all. And it's so important to not let pastor be the only one in the church who is doing that. I'm not saying that we should all aspire to be the pastor of a church. But we should all aspire to take time out of our day to step down from our platform, to get on our knees, and just thank God for what he's continued to do. Amen. Amen. And when you do it like that, I don't need other people to boost my praise. I don't need someone to tell me about the word, because I've already done everything to receive it for myself. It isn't like this today, but as my dad likes to say, the old saints used to say, when I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me, I can't help but spin around. I can't help but give him praise. I can't help to raise my hands. I can't help to dance. I can't help to move. I can't help to clap, because he's been so good to me. Amen. Amen. And that is what I'm imploring you all to do today, because God is not static. But that relationship can only grow if you pour into him. And when you pour into God, it allows you to be poured into. So when we go home, don't just ask yourself if you're doing what's necessary. Ask yourself if you have been preparing your field for the rain. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now, pastor's coming up. We're going to have the altar call. But before I hand the mic off to pastor, if you could, and Lord knows I can't sing, but I want to sing this song. I can't think of the words, but it's on my heart. It goes, and John, help me out if you know this one. I surrender all to you. Everything I have to give. And then the hook comes in. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Right? I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you, everything. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Let's stay there. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. You don't even got to sing the words, just put your hands up. Receive that blessing. That's how we have to come to God, withholding nothing. He wouldn't hold it back from us. So why should we hold it back from him? Amen. Amen. I'm going to give it to the pastor. Father, we thank you. We thank you for preparing our field for rain. Thank you for preparing the soil of young people's hearts, young people's minds, for the latter rain of God. So our prayer this Sunday morning is that in the fertile soil and the fertile ground of every young person here, that the Word of God would find a resting place. Father, we pray by your Spirit that every young person here, that their life would be changed by the power and influence of the Word of God. Father, we pray this Sunday morning that in the life of every young person here, God, that you would start to make the difference. Father, we pray this Sunday in the life of every young person here, that God, you would begin to move in their ground. Father, we pray this Sunday morning, the life of every young person here, that the name of Jesus Christ would begin to resonate, begin to have a place in their heart, in their mind, and in that. Father, we pray in the life of every young person here. That the church would be a welcome place and not a strange place. Father, these are your gifts to us. And help us to honor you by giving the gifts back to you. You've given everything to us. Woe be unto us. We give not the shame back to you. So as a father in this house, I pray for every son, pray for every daughter,
that has come unto us. Father, go with them. They return to schoolyards, playgrounds, school buildings across this city, across this Commonwealth, New Jersey, Delaware. Father, go with them. Stretch out your mighty arm of protection. Cover them with your blood. Give them uncommon wisdom. Cause the favor of God to be upon them now. Days, weeks, months ahead. Let the glory of your Son shine all around them. And Father, we just pray that you would just prepare their field for the reign of God. Lord, we thank you this morning, not only for what you have done, thank you for what you are doing. And we reserve the greatest praise for what you will do in time yet to come. All of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. Come on, give God your best. Come on, let's go out of here worshiping. Come on, give him your best. Come on, find a way to praise him. Lord, I thank you. That's how you prepare for rain. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. I don't know how we did it, God, but you made a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Woo! Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Come on, if you're a living witness, if you're a witness, won't he do it? He'll find a way to do it. Woo! Come on, let's have church and get out of here. Come on, let's have church and get out of here. Come on, everybody. Hands everywhere. Give the Lord the greatest praise. Woo! Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I came to praise him. Woo! I got up to praise him. Said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. And I will be glad in it. Yes, Lord, I will. Yes, Lord, I will. Woo! Oh, bless his name forever. Bless his name forever. Oh, thank God. Thank you, everybody. You may be seated all over the church. The service is now into the hands of our youth leadership.
Amen. What an awesome word that was, sir. Can we give our brother Jordan another hand clap of praise? Amen. 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 What an awesome word that was. I'm going to invite our brother Jacob to come on up and do the offering. Amen.
Good morning to the Tabor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we'll gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To go through our website, please go to TAYLOR Tabernacle www.ccfc.org/giving and follow the instructions to give by U.S. mail. Please send check or money order to Taylor Tavel, P.O. Box 3609, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6909. For these gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you'll find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door and one for your tithes and offering. One for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. Cash App at $ Pastor Jonathan Ford and Venmo at JonathanFord25. As always, thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Amen. Now I'm going to invite our sister Kennedy up to the announcements.
The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us for the in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. Please join us on the third floor immediately after service for lunch and distribution of school supplies. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m., Wednesday night prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet, Sunday school at 8:30 to 9 o'clock a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. Pastor Ford's Wiley Challenge. Farmers Market, September 21st, 12 to 4 p.m. We are looking for vendors. If you need a vendor application, please reach out to Sister Cassandra McCoy. Summer is ending, kids are returning to school, and many are counting down to the first preseason football game. Go Eagles! Before we begin planning our holiday menus and setting our tables for our family and friends, let us consider the children in our community who will not celebrate this festive time of year with their mother or father, or other cherished loved ones due to incarceration. Taylor Tabernacle has begun planning to participate in Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Gift Giving Program this December. How can you help? With 122 shopping days until December 25th, we need volunteers to purchase gifts or to donate towards purchasing gifts and wrapping them. The Angel Tree Committee will begin reaching out to that time. We look forward to another opportunity to serve as the hands and feet of Jesus in our community.
Amen, amen. And with the announcements being given, I'm going to ask you to please stand back on your feet as I invite our brother Jordan back up here to do the benediction. Amen. Well, we can give him a hand clap of praise as he gets up here. Amen.
All right. I'm done. So God is good. God is great. And we thank him for what we about to eat. Amen. Amen. And amen again.